DNA grants researchers a glimpse of Neanderthal family life.
Fresh from his award a couple of weeks ago of a Nobel Prize for his work on the DNA of early human species, including Neanderthals, Svante Paabo, or more accurately, he and a group of his acolytes, have just published in Nature one of the biggest genetic studies yet of that species. These Neanderthals lived 50,000 years ago in the Altai Mountains of Russia. The remains under study, 17 bone and tooth samples belonging to 13 individuals, came from two caves about 100 kilometers apart. One, called Chagirskaya, yielded 11 individuals, three boys, three girls, three men, and two women. The other, Okladnikov, yielded two, a boy and a woman. Taken together, this work almost doubles the number of Neanderthal genomes that have been described. It also gives a tantalizing glimpse into Neanderthal social lives. It is extremely unlikely that all of these individuals were contemporaries, but the researchers think they have found both a trio and a pair of relatives. They did this by computing a value called DNA divergence. DNA divergence compares nuclear genomes by choosing sections of their DNA at random and checking if, for each chosen section, the two genomes match. The more similar the DNA sequences are, the more closely, it can be presumed, the two individuals are related. Applying this approach to the Chagirskaya remains revealed a father, his daughter, and a close maternal relative who probably shared a grandmother with the father. Separately, it matched a young boy to an adult female relative, potentially a cousin, aunt, or grandmother. The individuals in the Okladnikov cave were related closely neither to each other nor to anyone from Chagirskaya. Yet the researchers found an intriguing connection. The woman's mitochondrial DNA matched that of a man from Chagirskaya.